Ruchim Aboyim, we begin Perek Sheni, the second Perek in Hilchas Ishes, in the laws of marriage, in the Sefer of Nashim, which the Rambam in the first Perek opened up the concept of Kiddushin, of getting engaged, and the women that are permitted and are forbidden. And in this Perek, in the second Perek, the Rambam is going to explain the individuals. And that is first starting off with the Nekeva, with the female. First, what is a Ketana? And the Rambam here in these first two Perekim, as we said, are defining the general concepts that then you could go and place these concepts in the specifics, which the Rambam is going to explain in future parakim. What is a katana? A minor girl, a naira, which is the first stage in becoming an adult. Ubegeres is a second stage of a girl becoming an adult. The islandess, which is a woman that has a different development of maturity, which she does not have the capacity of having children. And the signs of these developmental stages, or the lack thereof. And then going on to the boy, what's a cotton, a minor boy, a gadol, an adult boy, a saris is the equivalent, so to speak, of an illness in the boy, a eunuch that can't have children from birth, and the signs of that, the checking of these signs, with whom do we check these signs? And other key terms and concepts are androgynous, which is an individual who has both signs of gender, that of male and female, tumtum, the one who doesn't have any signs of gender. Their halachas, that of cheresh and chareshes, which is a male and female deaf-mute, and pekechu bekachas, which is that of a fully sane and has all the capacities, individuals, a man and a woman. So we begin the second perek, which again, like we said, the Rambam discusses here the laws of maturity and their signs. First, opening up with halacha aleph, that of a girl. Says the Rambam, habas, the daughter, miyem ledasa, from the day that she's born, a chetiyah basud beis shana gemuras, until she's fully 12 years old. In those years, she's called ikatana, a minor, and therefore she's not, doesn't have any punishments if she violates any law. And the nikra, she's called a tinaikis, an infant in the female. And says the Rambam, even if she's going to bring many years, which as we're going to explain, are the signs of maturity, so if she's 10 years old, let's say 11 years old, and she brings pubic hairs in these days, in elikashuma, it's qualified like a mole, like a type of a growth, which is normal to have here come out of that. And that's all that is qualified. It's not a sign of her being an adult. But if she brings two hairs lower down than the body, which are known places for a person to grow hair, which the Rambam is going to explain later on, halacha yud zayin. And additionally, she's over 12 years old, which the Rambam calls that 12 years and a day, which is essentially the first day in the 13th year. We call 12 years old when the person has passed 12 years, so we'll just call it 12 years old. Nikris Nara, then she's called a Nara, which she has the qualification as an adult for all halachic punishments, for all halachas in the Torah, and that creates the stage of her being called an adult, which Nara is like translated like a maiden. Halacha Beis, says the Rambam, the bringing of the two hairs in this time period, meaning when she's at least 12 years old and up, those two hairs, nikra simen atachton, that's called the lower sign, which in contrast to other signs of maturity in the upper part of a girl's body, which the Rambam is going to explain later in Halacha Zayin, that's called simen elyon, the upper signs, these are the simen atachton. And once a girl brings the lower signs, which are these two pubic hairs, tikare, then she's called a naira. Ad vav chadashim gemurim, until it's full 6 months, from day to day, from when she got the two pubic hairs, let's say she was 14 and she got it, then she becomes a naira. 6 months later, umitchilasyam tashlam ashisha chadashim emola, and when she, the beginning of, when she completes a full 6 months, and onward, tikare, then she's called a boigeres. In other words, that she's full with hair. As Yerushalmi translates on Esav, who is called Ishar, the hairy man, a gever bagger, which the word bagger is referenced to having hair. Now, the significance of the state of begeres, what's it different than naida, is that then her father has no rights over her, and she can receive her kedushin with her own consent. In contrast, when she's a naida, although she's adult, her father still has rights over her, and she cannot become engaged without her father's consent, as the Rambam explains later on, and Allah in Perek Gimel, where he starts talking about the specifics of the halachas after these first two introductory parakim. So the father has rights in when she finds something, or her income, her wages, until she becomes a begeres. And says the Rambam, the difference of transitioning from a Nairus to Bagris is Elevav Chadash Mavad. It's only 6 months. I mean, nothing else does the girl need in signs of maturity or development. The only thing is, 6 months have to pass for when she became a Naira. Says the Ram Halacha Gimel. Higil Yud Beis Shana B'Yemechad. So, okay, a girl reaches her stage of becoming 12 years old. But V'Lehi V'Yishte Yisaitis. But she didn't yet bring two pubic hairs. So, that is not enough for her to come up adult. Although we treat girls and boys, 12 and 13 respectively, as adults, that's based on a chazaka where we presume that they have shtei sires. But in general, halacha requires for them to be an adult, to have two pubic hairs. So let's say the girl is already 12 years old and she didn't bring two pubic hairs. So the Rambam says a chiddush. Afa pishanira basim on the islandess, although that she's exhibiting signs of being an islandess, which is a woman that is barren from birth. I mean to say that she naturally, congenitally can't have children, and she's in some aspect, in that way, like a man, which that's where the word islandess comes from, is like the word isle, which is a male animal, which cannot give birth, as the Gemara says in Ksubas HaPiyot Aleph. So the Rambam shortly is going to tell us what are these indicating features of an islandess. So even if she's exhibiting, even though she has in her body some signs of being an islandess, but, and although an islandess would then transition her already to being an adult, we're not presuming her to be an islandess. Rather, we're presuming her to have the developmental stages of a regular girl, and therefore adayin ketani. So she's still considered as a minor, adesim shana, until she's 20 years old. So, because she has not yet brought signs of her maturity, and we're still expecting her to mature. So until she does, until she has two pubic hairs, she's considered as a minor. Now, but when she ultimately brings two pubic hairs, even in the 20th year, meaning the chiddush in even 20 years, even though she is exhibiting signs of an illness, which as we'll see, when she's after the 20th year, meaning when she turns 20, then the simon of illness will actually make her into an illness. So, but although she's exhibiting signs of an illness, but as long as she's not yet 20, and she finally brings two pubic hairs, so then tia na reshesh chadash, and then she'll go into the regular developmental stage of going from a ketana, from a minor to a naira for 6 months, and then she's going to be called as a begeres, because as long as you don't have halacha as an illness, you don't become straight a begeres, but you have to first go through this transition stage of a naira for 6 months. Now the Rama moves on to the category of an illness. So that was the regular developmental stages of a girl. Halacha dal, says the Rama. Let's say a girl was 30 days shy of her 20th birthday. So she's almost 20 years old, minus 30 days. And she has not yet brought two pubic hairs. And there's different gersais to have the word call or not. And she's exhibiting all the signs of an islandess. Then she has the halachic status as an islandess, which she does not have this middle stage of nairus. Rather, she goes straight from being a minor to a begeres, as the Rambam is going to say later on at the end of Halacha Hey, which the source for this halacha is actually Gemara Nida Daf Mem Zayin Beis. And the significance of that is because the Gemara there actually says, in her 20th year, she yatsu memenu shleishim yayin. Then she's going to be considered as 20 for all halachas. Now the Mefarshim, the commentaries, they explain, what does it mean, she yatsu memenu shleishim yayin? It means to say that 30 days have passed of the 20th year, meaning she's 19 and 30 days. And that's based on the Talmudic dictum of 30 days in a year is like a year. And that's how the Ravid is masig over here, saying that it's 19 and 30 days, not 20 minus 30 days. But it would seem that the Rambam explains, what does it mean, shiyatsu meman? It means that you take off. I mean, say that she's 19 years and 11 months. But that's difficult in that interpretation of the Gemara. And the Torah Neven Ezra actually says that there's a Toysaif and the Nusach should be in the Rambam if she was 19 years old and 30 days, not the way we have the Girsa of Pachash Leishim Yem. The problem with that is the Rambam in Halacha Yud Alf and Halacha Yud Beis and the Pirush HaMishnayis in Nida, the Rambam says that it's been the Esim Shana, Pachash Leishim Yem is like considered as a full 20 years, and therefore it would be difficult to say that all those sources are a scribal error. Rather, the source of the Rambam is actually from the Yerushalmi, which Shmuel Pasalos Samach L'Esim Shana. What's Samach? Is within 30 days, and therefore you see this source of the Rambam's halacha of when you're within 30 days of your 20th year, it's already considered like you're in your 20th year. And therefore it's like when you're 20, which that's the stage which we're going to say is significant to say, okay, you're already 20, and you didn't bring any signs that you're an adult, and you're exhibiting the signs of an islandess, then you have the halachic status as an islandess. And as we'll see shortly, the significance of that and what are the signs of being an islandess. Now, but vim lo nirubo kosim on the islandess. But let's say she did not yet exhibit the signs of being an islandess, even though she's over 20. So adayin kedani, she's still considered as a minor. Asher tov ishtei saris, until she brings two pubic hairs, and then she'll be a nayra. Oy, or another option is asher tiyah bas chamesh or shleishim mishona v'yamecha, until she's already 35 years old. And the significance of that is that when you're ready, that's already passing the majority of a person's years. As the Kapasik says, that yimesh nesin v'em shivim shana, a person's years are generally 70 years, and half of that is 35, you already passed most of your life, so that seems to be indicating that you're never going to mature, and therefore you must be an islandess, and therefore you already have the halacha status of an islandess, even though you're not exhibiting the signs of an islandess. So it's one of those two ways, either that when you exhibit the signs of an islandess, or if you're over 35 years old. But if you didn't exhibit signs of an islandess, and you're not 35, but you're over 20, then you can be considered as a ketana until you bring two pubic hairs, because you're either one or the other, but we don't have indicating factors. So it's either you bring signs of one of them until you're 35, or after 35, you didn't bring any signs, then you must be an islandess. Says the Rambam Halacha, so let's say you reach 35. Higil is manazeh, you reach this time. And she has not yet brought two pubic hairs. So then she's called an islandess. And that's Afa Bishle Nirubasim and Misamon Islandess, even though she's not exhibiting signs of being an islandess. So Nimtza Isa'at Olamet, so it comes out that you learn as follows. Sha'ailness in law, you may nairus. That an islandess does not have the days, this intermediate period of nairus. And because until she becomes an islandess, she was a minor. When she's called an islandess, she's automatically considered as a bagetis. Elamekathanusa takes Labagas rather from her state of minority, she goes straight to that of being as a begetis. And the reason for that is because the halacha of nairus is dependent on two pubic hairs, and she doesn't have any simanim. And therefore, she goes straight to being a begetis. Which again, she doesn't have the state of naira, which the father has rights over, but she is an adult to be responsible. No, she goes straight to bagras. Now, halacha vav says the Rambam, ve'elohim simanim islandess. So what are these signs, these indicating features of an islandess, which we said, if she exhibits these signs, then once she's 20, she will become an islandess? Is kol she'en lo dadin, she doesn't have the breasts as a woman has it. Umiskasha b'shas tashmish, it's also difficult and painful for her during marital intimacy. Ve'en lo shipoyli ma'ayim kanoshim, she doesn't have the lower part of her abdomen like women usually have it, which women usually have a little bump above from the genital area opposite the stomach. Her abdomen is not like that. And b'koyla ava, she has like a thick voice, and therefore the ain nikeres bein ishlish, she can't tell in her voice, is it a woman's voice, is it a man's voice? Those are indicating features of being an islandess, which is a little masculine in that way. And therefore, says the Rambam, v'hanara v'habegeres v'alness, these three women, anayra is the first stage, begeres is the second stage, and the islandess, kal achas mishlashta nikeres, each one of these three are called a gedoyla as an adult, meaning for all punishments in the Torah, was regarding miun, which is a rabbinic marriage when a girl is younger and she doesn't have a father, where she could only do miun, this refusal, which is to recluse herself from that marriage, only when she's a minor. These women are already considered adults. And again, the Rambam here is defining terminology so that you know, as the Rambam says, when the halachas come up, which he's going to discuss in later parakim, what they actually mean. So therefore he's defining what they're called, and therefore you know their halachic station. Now the Rambam goes back to that of the development of a regular girl, but in situations that are not so clear, that are more in doubt. Halacha zayin. V'yesh bebas simonim milamala. We had previously mentioned simnat tachten, which are the definitive signs of a girl as being an adult, two pubic hairs. But there are signs by the girl as being an adult that's in the upper part of her body. V'yem and the krum, and they're called simonelion, the upper signs. V'elehim, and they are as follows. Mishatachse yodeh la'achayr, when she pulls her hand back behind her back, it makes like a crease in the area of the breast. Again, that's a sign of development. And when the top of the breast turns dark, which is the area of the areola, which is the part of the upper part of the breast that turns dark. When a person puts his hand on the point of the breast, which that's the nipple, and it submerges, it delays in coming back to its original positioning, that's a sign of developmental maturity. Which is similar terminology by the woman's breast as it is by an estrig, which they have the same geometric figure. So the chaitim is literally means to say the nose, which is that's the area of where it starts to slant towards the point, towards the nipple. So the top part of the nose, of the breast, which is the breast, and then there's where it starts sloping, and at the top part of that, when that creases, when that has cracks in it, and via asibarisha kadukotna, and on the top of it becomes like a small little ball, which is by the nipple, that's a sign of development in a girl. And says the Rambam, Rabbi Yisrael Pirsha, my teachers, they explained, mishipotzla chitim atzmai. It's when the nose itself, not the upper part, as we said, but even just the slope itself, has these cracks and increases, that's already a sign of developmental maturity of adulthood of a girl. Additionally, says the Rambam, mechem mishiyitu hadadin. When the breasts begin to extend, which is a little bit bigger than when there's just a crease, when the breasts shake and bang, so either means to say that they move, or means that they become so big that the one breast bangs into the other one, or actually some have the gears, some have the text, mishiyaskashu, when the breasts start to harden. Additionally, when the crown gets strong, which, or it could be from around, but as the Rambam says, shuhumukaim habasa tefoach, this is the area of the flesh which extends, blows up, which is known the mound of Venus, which we had said the inverse by the islandness, which is shalamalam and ervitz, above the genital area, lamu umas abetin, opposite the area of the stomach, which by a woman it extends outward like a spoon. Additionally, mishayismai habasa hazev, lo yikasha, when this part of her body, those muscles, if it softens and it's not hard, so all these are simonim of nidus of the upper part of her body, which all these simonim are brought in the Gemara and needed of Menzayim and Alf. It's just interesting that the Gemara over there mentions some of them as simonim of bagras, and it would seem that the Rambam's gears was that these are all signs of nidus, as the Lech Mishnah says. Says the Rambam, kol elu ha-simon mishmayin. All these signs were eight different signs of simonim ha'elyon of upper maturity. Halacha ches. So now the Rambam explains. So we're talking about lower signs, upper signs. Says the Rambam like this. Halacha ches. Nir babas simon echem b'kalelu. Let's say the girl is exhibiting one of these signs, like kulam or all of them that we just said in the previous halacha. Now v'hibas yubei shana. Now she's in her 12th year, which means say 11 years old, because if it's 12, we call 12 and one day. So she's in the 11th year. Oipachas, or younger than that, or less than that. So imashkechem, we don't pay attention to any of these signs. And she's being considered as a minor, just like we said in Halach Aleph, regarding the Simnat Achten, the lower signs, that of the two pubic years. Now, but let's say Nasas Bez, Basyud Bez, Shonavei Mechel, let's say she becomes 12 years old, which we say there's two factors that for adulthood, age and stage, which is the year that she's old, and also what she's exhibiting. So she's already 12 years old, and Venidu Bez Simnat Achten, and she has the lower signs, that are the two pubic years, as we said in Halacha Beis. So then, then says the Rambam, we don't pay attention to any of these other signs that we said in the upper part of her body of development, and she's automatically a Naira, even though she's not exhibiting any of these other signs of maturity. Now, but let's say she doesn't exhibit, she doesn't have the two pubic years, and she's exhibiting one of these signs of maturity on the upper part of her body. So this girl is in doubt, is she still a minor, or is she considered a Naira? And b'don balahachmer, and therefore we treat her stringently. That is, that she cannot do miyun, which is only as a minor, because maybe she's an ayra. But she cannot do chalitza, which is only when you're an adult, because maybe she's going to be as a minor. Which the Rambam adds, if she brings two pubic hairs, so then there's still a suffix whether if she's an ayra or a bargeris. But says the Rambam further, he says v'mniru kulam. Now, but let's say she sees all the signs that we said in the previous halacha of maturity in a girl, but she's not exhibiting the two pubic hairs on the lower part of her body. That's still considered definitively as an adult, and the reason is it's not possible that the girl should bring all the signs of maturity in the upper part of her body and not have the two pubic hairs on the bottom. Ella, so rather, but there's no two pubic hairs here. We have to say that most definitely that there were the two hairs on the bottom. They just fell out. And therefore, we're going to treat her as a gedolah. Halacha test is the Rambam. Habas Shiyoda Acha Yud Beishanov. Up until now, we were speaking about what's called Simna Tachtin, Simna Elgin. Now the Rambam says a different Simna. Habas Shiyoda Acha Yud Beishanov. If a girl gives birth to her own child when she's already over 12 years old, Sa'afa Bishlehi Visamonim, even if she did not bring any signs, Loy Tachtim, Loy Elyon, not the lower signs, not the upper signs, no signs of maturity, she's considered automatically as an adult. And the reason for this is like the Talmudic terminology, Bonim Arim Kisamonim. Children are like signs. The fact that you had a child, obviously you have a certain developmental maturity, and you're over age 12, that you're automatically considered as an adult. Now the Rambam moves on from the girl to the boy. Alochir, and that would make sense, because the girl's maturity is before the boy's maturity. She's at 12, he is 1 year older. As the Rambam says, Alocha Yud, Habein, the son, Mishiyavali, that she had been Yud Gimel Shana, from the day that he's born until he's 13 years old. Nikra is called cotton, a minor, but Nikra is called Tinik, an infant, and he's not going to get punishment for things that he does wrong. And, Vafit, like we said regarding the girl, Vafil, he becomes a Sarez, even if he brings many years in this time period, in the Simen El Shuma, it's not a sign, rather, it's a mole, which that's where the here is coming from, although here's our sign of maturity. But these here's are indigenous to that of the mole, and therefore has nothing to do with his maturity. But let's say, let's say he brings two pubic hairs lower down in his body, which are known to have here, which the Rambam explains later on, halacha yitzayin, and he's also over 13 years old. Oh, the nikkur godlin is called an adult, v'nikkur ish, and he's called, as we find many times the terminology in the Torah, of ish, a man, then he's considered a man. Again, the Rambam wants to tell you what it's called so that you know the terminology when it comes up in the halachas that he's going to specify. Because these first two parakim are klal. Halacha yiralf. Okay, higil is manazel. Let's say he reaches this age of 13 years old. And he's not yet brought two pubic hairs. So avapi, and here again he says the same type of a chiddush like he says by the girl. Avapi shenira by simon isaris, although he's exhibiting signs of being a eunuch, which is someone that's born impotent that he can't have children, so Rambam is going to explain later on halacha yud gimel. Even so, how do you cut? No, we're still considering him as a minor. Until he's again 20 years minus 30 days. He's 30 days shy of his 20th birthday. Now, let's say he reaches already 20 years old. Again, minus 30 days. And he's still not brought two pubic hairs. This is another element that is important, as we're going to shortly see. And he also has not even brought two hairs in his beard, on his chin. So then, then if he's exhibiting one of the signs of his saris, which Ram will explain what are those signs, then he has halacha like a eunuch, and therefore he's already considered like an adult. Again, they don't go through these states. In other words, he goes automatically to be like a gadol, even though he's not brought signs of maturity because they don't develop the same thing, same way as a boy who could have children. Now, but let's say he's already 20 years old and he has not brought two pubic hairs, but neither has he, so he's not indicating signs of maturity for a regular adult, but neither has he shown signs to say, yeah, of course not, because he's a saris, because he's not exhibited any signs of a saris. So dying katnu, so then he's still considered as a minor, even though he's 20 years old. Until either he brings two pubic hairs on the bottom region, but makom adol, in the appropriate places, and then he'll be an adult. Or when he turns 35. If he turns 35 and has not yet brought any signs of maturity, although he's not bringing any signs of being a saris, but you're already over half of your life and you have not developed, obviously you're never going to develop and you already have become an adult, just not the regular one, that of a saris, and therefore then he has the halacha as an adult. Halacha yud beis. Says the Rambam, Higilish naschaf. Okay, let's say he reached the 20th year, parchas lamad yayim, minus 30 days. And this is where it's important that what we said, one of the variables from the previous halacha. And again, he has not yet brought two pubic hairs in the bottom part of his body, but the hevish deisaris bazakin. He does have two hairs on his beard. So this is where it changes a little bit. Although he has exhibited, he has brought one of the signs of being a saris, which we said that if he doesn't have any hair on his beard, then he would be a saris if he's already 20 minus 30 days. In this case, where he has two hairs on his beard, ain't a saris, then he's not a saris. El Rebbe got Nusa, rather than he said as a minor, actually evolved like calls him on a saris until he exhibits all the signs of a saris. Now, the difficulty in that is, as the Magen Mishnah points out, is that in the next halacha, we're going to see one of the signs of being a saris. If you have to have all the simanim to be a saris, it's Shein Lozakin, that he doesn't have a beard. But here he's saying that he has two hairs in his beard, so how could you say that he's going to have all the signs of a saris? That the Mishnah explains that no, Inlay Zakin means he does not have a full beard. So although he has 2 years in his beard, he could still not have a full beard. And therefore then he could still have all the Simoni Saris if he's already 20. And even though he has 2 years in his beard, but he has all the signs of a Saris, they won't be a Saris. Oh, Yachiyah ben Laman Hei Shonam Yemechad. Or when if he never develops all the signs of a Saris, and he has not brought 2 pubic hairs, then when he reaches 35, then he'll automatically become an adult by being a Saris. Aloch Yad Gimel says that I'm okay, but Elohim Simoni says, what are the signs of being a Saris? Is kosh in lizakin, like we said before, like Taisus says, Nivamis, if he does not have a full beard, usari lakai, and his hair is very soft, uvisari machlik, and his skin is smooth, like the skin of a woman, which is also without hair, ve'imimi raglav malin resicha, and his urine does not bubble up, like that of a regular man, ukshamatal mayim in oisakipa, when he urinates, then it does not make an arc, like in a bow shape, which is normal by a man, rather goes straight down. And his semen is not knotted, rather it's clear like water. And his urine does not ferment when it just sits there in a bowl. Moreover, when he takes a bath in the showers in the winter, and his skin does not give off steam, like a regular man. And because his voice is also flawed, that it's like high pitched, and you can't tell the difference if it's a man's voice or a woman's voice. These are all signs of being a Saris. Now, Alachi Dalad, now the Rambam qualifies a step further. Besides that, this Saris that we were talking about up until now, and again, Rambam wants to tell you what they're called so that you know the definitions. This is called throughout Halacha as a Saris of the Chama, which either means to say, Chama is like from the word of the sun, means it's congenital, means he was born this way from the womb and he never had one moment of being valid. Or another interpretation is, Chama is from the word of Chaim, which is from a fever, which it's a natural type of castration. He's not able to have children, but again, it's from a natural way. That's a Saras Cham. And that's what we're explaining up until now. Avla ben, but regarding a son, shechatchai, where they cut him with a tool, a nitkoy, or they severed it by hand until the strings that have the testicles attached with those veins, but even though they're still in the scrotum, oy miachoy, or it was crushed, gido his male member, oy baits of his testicles, like the nations of the world do, who anikris tris adam. That's someone that's considered castrated by man, which was not naturally, but after he was born. And such a Saris, when he's 13 years old, Nikri is already called Gadol, an adult. Why? Shein's it may be similar oilam, which is a chiddush in the Rambam, where exactly the source for this Allah is, but he says, that type of Saris, a boy that was castrated, is never going to bring signs of maturity of adulthood. So therefore, right away when he's 13, we presume that he is already as an adult. Now the Rambam moves on, Halacha Tezvav, he says, Ben Yigim Shana B'Yamech. Okay, let's say he's 13 years old. Shalahevi Simin Shalamata did not bring the signs of the two pubic hairs in the bottom, lower part of his body. But Venidu Boy Kola Simin Shalamala. But he has exhibited all the signs of his upper part of his body. What is that? So the Meister Kech explains that the hair is on his beard, the hair is in his armpits, his hair is not soft, his skin is not smooth, which is the inverse of the Saris. So he seems to be indicating the maturity into a man, but he's not yet brought the 2 pubic hairs. So says the Rambam, "How is this being good cotton?" So then he's in doubt: is he adult or a minor? But says the Rambam, "V'im lo nivdik milmata." But let's say he wasn't checked in the lower region. We don't know. What we see is developing in the upper part of his body. Since we see signs of maturity in the upper part of his body, we could presume that he's an adult, which David is masik, and he disagrees, and he holds that there is no such idea by a boy of simon elin of the upper signs, as the Gemara says in Nidin. The Ram himself seems to say this in Pidush HaMishnayis, but what we have to say, like the Magen Mishnah says, is that what he means to say is, when we say there's no simon elin for a boy, it just means that it's not definitive to rely on, but that it is a doubt, and therefore he's going to have a doubtful status if he has the upper maturity, even though he doesn't have the lower one. But again, and the Rambam says that we could presume, if you have not even checked in the bottom, it has already brought the Siman Mishalamato, if he has the Siman Mishalamal. Now the Rambam goes on to explain this concept that we mentioned, both by the boy and the girl, of Beisidus, of 2 pubic hairs. So the Rambam qualifies what is that status of becoming an adult. Halacha Tezayin. This that we say that there's two pubic hairs by a boy and a girl in all different places. And again, the Rambam keeps saying mechamakum because he wants to tell you, I'm going to be mentioning this many times throughout my halachas, and I want you to know what the halacha is. Shiurim, the measurement is, kedei lochav, said you could bend over, reishon likaron, the tip of the hair, you could bend it over, there's enough for it to bend over to then meet its root to where it starts from. Now, but let's say, it started sprouting. And only the yiyu yichailis linotl b'fiyazok. It's big enough that you could cut it with the tip of a scissor, which is smaller than that of the size of a hair that you could even bend over to have the tip go to the root. So actually, giyu lochav reishon likaron, says the Rambam, until that it reaches the size that you could bend over the top to the root, don the bam lahach mukham makam. We're going to treat that stringently in every single place where, again, it sprouted, and you could cut it with the size, with the tip of a scissor, but not big enough yet to bend over. We're going to treat it stringently. Therefore, the Rambam explains, by a boy and a girl, on the one that we're going to treat them stringently as if they're adults. So therefore, the daughter can't do miyun anymore because maybe she's an adult. And if, let's say, the boy did kedushin to a woman, we're going to be concerned for his kedushin, and that maybe she's an ashes because maybe he is an adult. And the reason for that is, since it did sprout and it's big enough to be taken by the tip of a scissor. But we're also going to treat them stringently as a minor, which the daughter cannot do chalitza, because maybe she's a minor. The son, he cannot do chalitza to his yavama, because maybe he's a minor, and the cotton cannot do chalitza. And the reason for this is hoyvlegu lochav reishon likaron. Since it has not yet reached big enough that the hair could be bent over the top to the root, so therefore, we're going to treat them stringently as a minor. So it's going to be the stringency of both adults and minors. Moreover, the Rambam qualifies halacha yitzayin, shtei saras elu, these two hairs, tzricha shiyu b'mkoyme erva, has to be in the genital area, which is the region, the lower part, which distinguishes if it's a boy or a girl. Now, says the Rama, ubeisa erva kuloi mekayim siman. The whole genital area is a place of these exhibiting these signs. Bein lamala, whether it's in the upper part, bein lamata, whether it's in the lower part, bein al evri hazera atzma, whether it's on those limbs of procreation itself. Now, but it's tzrichas lis b'makom echad, but it has to be in one area. Additionally, the shi b'kal and gumais, the root has to have a pit where the hair is coming out of him, which is called a follicle. Now, even if both hairs are in one follicle, that's considered as a valid sign. Now, let's say you find two follicles, which are the holes where the hair grows out of, one near each other, but they ain't inside. There's no hair inside of them. So that's considered as a valid sign. Chazaka, there's a presumption in gumbalei seir that there's no follicle without a hair, but there must have been hairs and it fell out. Which Alech Mishnah explains, wait a second, maybe there was hairs, but it wasn't big enough to even be taken by the tip of a scissor. And maybe those were the hairs that fell out, so why is that a sign of adulthood? So that explains that, no, since they fell out, it must have been that they were big enough to be the shear to fall out, because small hairs are not even falling out, and therefore we could presume that he or she is an adult. Halacha Yitches, says the Rambam, Haba Shevi Yishtei Saris, B'Tir Shneim Esrei Shana. And as we mentioned this idea, the Rambam is summarizing because he wants to mention a related idea. These two hairs that the girl brings when she's within her first 12 years, or the boy brings it when he's within his first 13 years. So, Shneim Shuma, they're both considered as moles, not signs of adulthood. Like we explained by each one individually. But that's what Ram comes to add on. He says, even though those hairs remain in their place, when the boy's over 13, after the girl's already 12, in the simon, it's not going to be a sign. It has to be a sign of maturity. If there was there before, which obviously was not a sign of maturity, the fact that it's here now is not going to indicate a sign of maturity. Now, but that's what Rambam continues halacha yitzayin. He says, "But when we say this, is kishenivdiku b'deichas ma? If when she was 11 years old, she went for a checkup, and they saw that there was these hairs in that time for neidishen shumas. So we know that those hairs are not signs of maturity. We know that it's so to speak a mole, a birthmark. Avalim loy nivdiku b'deichas ma. But let's say she was never checked until after she's already bas mitzvah, what we call over 12 years old. And we find two pubic hairs over there. Then we can presume that they're valid signs. In other words, and the chiddush is, we don't say, maybe they sprouted already before the time, so that it's going to be a shuma. No, we don't say that. We presume that those hairs are the sign of maturity and that she's going to be considered as an adult. Halacha chaf. Kishabayit kinabas. So Rambam explains, when you do the bedika on the girl, and bein b'teiches man, whether it's within the time, means, so let's say you want to know if the hairs that she has are a shuma, so that even though they're at a later time, they're not really signs of maturity, shul kol shnas yudbeis, which is the whole 12th year, meaning when she's not yet bas mitzvah, that year before, bein koyim zman zeh, whether it's before that time, bein lachas man, whether it's a later point in time, either way, when you're doing the bedika of the hairs, b'yitim ma'pi noshim kesheiz v'namans, the inspection has to be by women that are upstanding, that are faithful, But even one woman could do the bedikah, could do the checkup. And we listen to her. If she brought here or if she didn't, we can listen to her one woman, and we can trust her that was the state that if she had to hear or not. Now, this was all in half, as we said. For maturity, you need to have two elements. You need to have age and stage. So we mentioned the stage, which is the two pubic years, and we qualified it now, the 2 years. Now the Rambam explains this idea about the years of turning 12 and 13. How do we qualify years? Halacha chaval. Says the Rambam, kol ha-shanim hamuris b'ben v'baz, all the years that we talk about, by a boy and a girl, which has many stages. For example, by a boy is when he turns 9 and 13 and 20. By a girl is also when she turns 3 and 12 and so on. And so too, uva arachin. When we talk about years, once we're talking about years regarding boys and girls, the Rambam talks about other areas because he wants you to know the definitions as he's defining over here. Uva arachin, which is also by boys and girls, depending on the gender, Torah gives a certain erech vow. When you take the erech vow, it depends on the person's gender and their age, how much you have to pay. And in every place, for example, like by karbanas, that also depend on certain years. Says the Rambam, Einon, they're not loishnei halavana, they're not lunar years, which are 354 days and 8 hours and 876 halakim, which is a certain amount of parts in an hour. We're not talking about lunar years. And loishnei chama, neither we're talking about solar years, which are 365 days and 6 hours. The Rambam says, Hechas Kedesh HaChedesh? No. So which one is it? Either the year is based on solar or lunar years. No, Elishanim shall seder he'ibur. Rather, they're the years of the order of the intercalation. What does that mean? Which is actually a mixture of solar and lunar, as the Rambam explains in Hilchos Kedush HaChodesh. Shehem pshutis, which at times, they're the simple, the regular years, which are 12 months of lunar. Umubaris. But sometimes it's what's called a leap year, which a leap year in Jewish is actually adding on a 13th month, which is that of Adar, we call it Adar Sheni, which are actually 383 days and 21 hours and 589 chalakim of an hour, which is Alpi Bezdin, which is based on the courts, the Jewish courts, Kamashin Kevin, like the way they establish it, which the way it works in the Machzer, in the cycle of every 19 years, there's 12 years that are the regular years, and there are 7 leap years, which the 7 leap years are the 3rd years of the Machzer. And then the 6th year, and then the 8th year, and the 11th year, and the 14th year, and the 7th year, and the 19th year. The Rambam says, like we explained already in Halachas, of the sanctification of the month. And it's regarding those years, which is a mix of solar and lunar, that we count for all matters of Jewish law. And so, for example, that applies to the year of Boter Chaimo, or the 2 years of Steachuza, and all these things. That's how we qualify the age that you reached, if you're 12 or 13 years old. Further, says the Rambam Halacha Beis, Ein Semchin, we don't rely, Ala Nashim, although we said before we rely on the women regarding the inspection of the year, we don't rely on the women, B'min Hashanim, regarding the other variable, regarding the amount of the years, to testify that the boy is 13 or that the girl is 12, so that when we do the B'dik, we know that sign is considered Simon. And the Lala Kraven, neither do we rely on relatives, because this is already a different idea. It's not Eidech and Mbisturin. Here it's regarding there's certain consequences over here. Ela Pishnaim Anoshim Kashem Lahavid. Rather, it falls into the category of testimony, which you have to have two upstanding men to testify that are not relatives, not a woman, only they could testify regarding the years that to then know that this boy or girl is considered an adult. Now, Halach of Gimel says that let's say Ha'av Shama, let's say the father says, my son is over nine years old, which the significance of that is that his cohabitation has halachic status as bia, which that would make, if a woman had relations with him that's forbidden, if she's an adult, she's going to get the death penalty if she did it deliberately, or carbon if she did it by mistake. Well, let's say it says, my daughter is over 3 years old, which also, then that's the age for a girl's bia considered as active cohabitation. So, nemel carbon. So the fathers believe regarding the liability of the other party to bring a carbon if they did it by mistake. But not for lashes, even that of rabbinic lashes, of makas mardis, which is even without a warning. Not for any punishments like the death penalty or the 39 lashes, which are biblical, which are only after a valid hasra, which again, that needs, like we said, two valid upstanding witnesses that are not related. Now, let's say he says, let's say he says, next stage, he says, my son is 13 years old, this daughter is 12 years old. So again, Nemel Adarim, he's believed that when she takes a vow, it has halach significance as a vow, v'larochen, and her erich vow, v'lachromis, and her chedim vows, like deshas, when she makes a hektish vow, which are different types of sanctifications, that which is only significant if she's adult, and he's believed. Not for the lashes, not for punishments, for that a father is not believed. For that you need to have two valid witnesses. Now that Rambam continues, in deviations, we spoke about boy, girl, the genders of male and female. Now we talk about that which is a deviation of that. So the Rambam, Chaf Dalad, a person that has the genital areas of a male and that of a female. That's what's called an androgynous, which is actually a compound Greek word, which androi is man, and Guinness is actually woman. So that's Androi Guinness. Now, this individual is the doubt, is he male or is she female? And therefore, the person has the doubts and the stringency of both of them. And says that this person never has a sign that it could be known, they'll never bring a sign if they're definitively male or female. So they're always going to have the stringency of both. Now, halacha chafei, something similar, but the other way around. Someone who's not exhibiting signs of neither male or female genital or genitalia, rather it's closed up, meaning there's a layer of skin covering over, you can't tell what's their gender. That's what's called tumtum, which is from the word of otum, of closed up. He's also a situation of doubt, but here it's different. But let's say the tumtum, the skin that's covering over, tears off, and you see that there's the male member over there, he has a definite halacha like a male. The mitzvah in the cave, you see the genitalia of a girl. So then, how do you in the cave? So that person is considered as a female. Now, but tumtum androgynous, so these two individuals, tumtum, you don't see either sign, androgynous, you see both signs. Shahi ben shteim es shonavim echad, if they are 12 years old, which that's, even if they don't bring two pubic hairs, and as the Magen Mishnah says, that maybe that this tumtum androgynous, unlike a boy and girl, they never end up bringing some on them, and therefore, automatically, the Rambam says, Hadim Mecheskes Gedam, they're already presumed to be adults. And again, Rambam says, Vehim Shenibba Ben Mechamakim, this is what we mean when we say it in all different places, because the Rambam here is establishing definitions over here. The Raivit actually is Masik, and he says, why would you presume that they're adults? Check them to see if they bring the signs of adulthood of two pubic hairs or not, which according to the Raivit, it's just like any other person has to bring signs. But the Rambam holds that, no, they're not bringing signs, and therefore it's just like we say by the Saris, that you become automatically an adult. But it's important to point out, although the Rambam is saying that when they reach 12, they're already considered adult, obviously it would be only for the status of being a woman, because we're not sure are they man or woman, but most definitely for the halachas that a man is obligated, which we're going to treat lahachmer, would only be when they turn 13. Halacha vav, another deviation of normal development, says the Rambam, chesh v'chareshes, hamur b'chamakam, we mentioned throughout, the status of a cheresh or chereshes, which in halacha we equate them to a shaita, a mentally deranged person, meaning that they're exempt from all halacha because they don't have appropriate intelligence. They're the people that are mute. They don't hear and neither do they speak. Because the Rambam explains, of mishum medabe vein shemei, if someone speaks but doesn't hear, or hears but doesn't speak, then he's like any single person, like a regular, a sane individual that has all the halachas like everyone else. Now, ve'ish ve'isha, a man and a woman, shem shleim b'daitim, that they're complete in their faculties and in their intelligence, ve'enim lo'cheshem lo'cheshem, and they're not deaf-mute, and they're not mentally deranged, nekram, they're cold, and again, the Rambam wants to tell you what the terminologies are, pikeich u'pikachas, which means from the term of opening, they have their senses, their intelligence, all open in the male and the female. So the Rambam concludes now in Halach of Zion, what he said in these two parakim. Nimtzu comes at kol ha'shem yishu bi'arnu inyanam, that all the definitions, all the titles that we explain, their concepts, b'shnei parakim in these two chapters, esrim shemus, are 20 titles, Balaam and their Asals. Kedushin, which is the halachic engagement, the first phase of getting married. Erva, which are the women that are biblically forbidden with the punishment of Karis to have relations with this man. Shnia, which relate to that, are the rabbinic secondary arayas, where because they're similar to the biblical erva. Isur Lavin are biblically prohibited women by a dint of a negative prohibition, but there's no Karis. Isur Asay, those that don't even have a negative prohibition, but they're forbidden based on a positive commandment. Katana, a minor. Nara, which is a young maiden, which is when she reaches, like we said, 12 and signs of maturity. So although she's adult for most things, but she's still in her father's domain for some things. But Geres is 6 months later, which then she's totally out of her father's rights, and she's an adult for every practical purposes. Islandess, which is a woman that is born that she can't have children, and she has some masculine traits. Gedoyla is an adult woman. Simna Tachten, the lower signs, which are two pubic years of maturity of being an adult. Simna Elyon, the upper signs, developmental maturity on the upper part of the body. Cotton, which is the equivalent by a boy of a minor. Sirschama, which is a congenital eunuch, a person that's born impotent that can't have children. Sirschodem, the same equivalent but by man-made, which they were castrated. Gadol, an adult boy. Andragnis, which has signs of Zachar and the Keva. Tumtum doesn't show either signs. Chedeshim, which is a deaf mute, and Pikchim, which are fully sane men and women. And the Rambam says, Sim kol Hashemus elu l'maschatam, and place all these definitions, all these titles, opposite you constantly. Don't remove them from your eyes, all their ideas. And the Rambam explains, why was he doing this? And why is he telling you this? That we're not going to have to explain each title of them. Every time we're going to say it. We're going to be talking about the Malachas. And the next paragraph, the Rambam is going to start going through the specifics, starting from what he said in the beginning. But he's going to be mentioning these titles. What does that mean? So Rambam says, I already gave you the introductions in these two parakim. Remember what they mean, because we're going to be coming up in Mirtz Hashem with the future Halachas in the following parakim of the Rambam.